Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Welcome to today's episode of Relatable Finance. Today's episode, along with all episodes, is brought to you by Provenance Wealth Advisors, financial planning and investment firm headquartered in South Florida. The investment world of fixed income has undergone a dramatic change in the last 19 months, from a near zero interest rate environment to one where the federal funds rate has risen over 5%, the 10-year U.S. Treasury reaching 4.8%, a rate not seen since before the global financial crisis, and near an area where many are calling for, quote unquote, peakish interest rates. With all this happening in such a short time, we wanted to dig into the details.
Yeah, Shane, it doesn't seem like that long ago, and we were talking about how low interest rates were, and my, how things have changed. The rate of change we've seen in interest rates across many areas has been one of the most dramatic and swiftest on record. How far will they go and how much will it impact the economy? These are all questions that are top of mind and why we want to touch on this topic today.
So let's recap the last 19 months. The Fed started raising rates in March of 2022 with the hope of slowing down the inflationary environment, which ultimately reached over 9% inflation. During those 19 months, they raised rates 11 times, 5 times at 0.25%, twice at a half of a percent, and 4 times at 0.75%, ultimately reaching the current range of 5.25 to 5.5%, which is over a 20-year high.
These hikes have done many, many things, but one thing it has done is create an inverted yield curve, which isn't the shape of the normal yield curve. It's usually upward sloping. But what this means with an inverted yield curve is that treasuries such as 3, 6, or 12-month bonds are yielding higher than further dated bonds such as a 10 or 20-year treasury. Historically, this shape of the yield curve signals bad news for the economy and also the stock market.
And for the bond market, this means you're able to get a higher yield while also not having to lock into longer-term bonds. The reason the yield curve is not usually like that is that most lenders would require a higher yield for a longer period of time.
For example, if I loaned you $100 today for 1 week, I'm pretty sure you will repay me and maybe I'll charge you a 1% interest on that. But if I loan you money for 10 years, I am a little bit more worried about you being able to pay me back and will need to charge you a higher yield in 1%. And let's call that higher yield a risk premium for the additional risk that you may not pay me back over those 10 years.
So this is where we have been, where we are today. The big question is, where do yields go from here? And the answer is no one knows for certain. Fed meetings and Fed minutes are very important to get an idea of future interest rates and their current thinking. Another thing we pay a lot of attention to is a quarterly dot plot released by the Fed.
The dot plot shows the expectations for the federal funds rate in the future based on each Federal Reserve's official thinking. As it currently stands, the expectations are for one more 25 basis point hike before year end 2023, and then 50 basis points of cuts in 2024. What is clear from the most recent dot plot is that Fed officials are expecting rates to decrease over time, both in 2024, 2025, and also 2026 and longer term.
So that's short-term rates, which as we know are controlled by the Fed, but what about longer-term rates? These are more driven by the market and have risen significantly over the past 30 days, with the 10-year Treasury moving to about 4.8%, which is about 20% higher than it was a month ago. And the question is, again, how much higher will they go? That's a huge, huge question. And in fact, Rick Santelli, and a longtime commentator on CNBC, said recently he thinks the 10-year could go as high as 13%, which would be a huge move up.
It would, Shane. And trying to give you an exact number is tough because there are just so many things at play, especially with central banks across the globe removing their stimulative policies like quantitative easing. But a good way to gauge longer-term bond yields is the sum of real economic growth and inflation. So if we have 3% real economic growth, and just for clarity there, 3% means inflation adjusted without inflation. So 3% real economic growth and 2% inflation, you'd expect a 5% 10-year treasury, which is not too far off from where we are today, but a long way from that 13% number that Shane just mentioned.
So what does this all mean for investors and their portfolios? Maybe a few things. First, it means that money markets and short-term treasuries may not be the best investment moving forward. These either change daily or change short term when your bond matures. If rates do eventually start falling short term and rising longer term, the yield curve will shift to a more normal curve, and the longer term bonds will be paying higher yields and paying that yield for longer.
As longer term bonds become more attractive, the type of bond you own also may change. For instance, as you move into longer term bonds, taxable bonds such as corporate bonds and mortgages may provide better opportunities, as could municipal bonds and those and for those in higher tax brackets.
And that's an excellent point, Joe, and something we look at quite a bit. So for those in higher tax brackets, municipal bonds could make a lot of sense. When we look at taxable versus municipal bonds, we compare the yields on both and take into consideration your tax bracket to compare apples to apples.
This is done by computing the taxable equivalent yield on municipals, which is easy as taking the yield on the bond and dividing it by one minus your marginal tax bracket. So let's say, for example, a municipal bond yields has a 3% yield and your marginal tax bracket is 24%. 3% divided by 0.76% gives you a taxable equivalent yield of 3.95%. And to determine whether that makes sense or not, you would need to compare that number to a fully taxable bond. But also, it's important to note that the higher the tax rate is, the more impact it has on the municipal bond. So if you're in the highest marginal tax rate of roughly 40.2%, that taxable equivalent yield on that same bond jumps to 5%. So you can see how taxes have an impact when considering municipal bonds.
And make sure to check your tax bracket. So many probably don't know their marginal tax bracket, but for a single filer, you need to earn over $182,000 in 2023 to be in the 32% bracket, and for joint filers, over $364,000. And in most cases, the 32% bracket and above is when municipals may start making sense.
And lastly, how does this affect the stock market? Well, let's keep this simple. When rates were 2% and we thought stocks would return their average of 10%, people would own more stocks. But when bonds yield 5% plus and we expect stocks to still do 10%, investors may start to buy a few more bonds because they're more attractive now.
So to recap today's episode, how quickly times have changed. Interest rates have made an incredible move and affected all financial markets. I'm glad we didn't bring up mortgage rates because as a first-time potential home buyer, it is not fun right now. We continue to monitor this situation very closely, but it's a great time to make sure your cash is working for you, that you have a proper asset allocation between stocks and bonds, and as always, are keeping your goals and timeframes in mind. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please email us at podcast@provwealth.com or check out our website, relatablefinancepodcast.com.
Securities are offered through PWA Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Provenance Wealth Advisors. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecast will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but PWA or PWA Securities does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision. It does not constitute a recommendation. Investment involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy. Selected diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Vesting involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Provenance Wealth Advisors or PWA Securities do not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professionals. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Future investment performance cannot be guaranteed, and investment yields will fluctuate with market conditions. Any examples given in the podcast are for illustration purposes only. Actual investor results will vary.